Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Dick.
I'm Craig.
As always, please, please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars, because we will not be doing that for you. Guys, I don't know about y'all, but it is pretty late and I'm getting sleepy. This is a late night session here in the graveyard.
That can be our milestone for this episode. Our latest start recording.
It's good. It is.
It's a milestone.
I kind of like the late night recordings.
I do. It adds some mystique and mystery to the episode.
And it's perfect for a graveyard.
This is episode 15.
Woo!
Yeah, 15. I tell you what.
Halfway to 20.
Where did you go to? Where did you get your edumacation from?
I believe you mean 3/4 of the way to 20, Craig, or halfway to 30.
However you look at it.
Well, works. Tomato, potato, right? This is episode 15, Carousel of Process, your ideal 5-day Disney World vacation. We'll say more about that in just a second, but we do have a prize to give away. Is that correct, guys?
That is.
Yes.
It's about time, probably. Listeners are saying.
We asked you to... couple of episodes ago to go and retweet one of our tweets or like and share a post on Facebook to win a copy of the Easy Guide to Walt Disney World 2018 to your Walt Disney World visit by Dave Shute and Josh Humphrey. We have chosen a winner at random. We appreciate all those of you who retweeted and liked and shared and posted. Craig, who is our winner?
Our winner as selected was Jackie_1404. Jackie_1404.
And where is Jackie from?
Jackie is from Staten Island, New York.
Oh, wow. All the way from New York.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, Jackie, on winning that fantastic Disney World guidebook. Know that you'll be able to put that to great use. If you'd like to email us at grimgrinningguys@gmail.com with your contact information, we'll have that sent to you as soon as possible. So congratulations, Jackie, and thanks to all who participated. We'll be having more giveaways in the near future.
And despite Josh's encouragement to rig it so somebody in our family could win it, we did not.
That's right. And despite Josh trying to win it himself, a copy of his own book. But
we appreciate Josh helping us out and retweeting them himself. So that was great.
Absolutely. Derek, how you doing tonight?
He's already asleep. I told you these late nights aren't good.
Were you talking to me?
Well, as we said, and as you saw from the episode title, this is us trying to help you plan perhaps your ideal 5-day Walt Disney World vacation. We've covered many topics on the Carousel of Process, and one of them being, we hinted to this in one of the earlier episodes, how long do you need to go to Walt Disney World? And, you know, obviously for some people it's going to be 3 days, 4 days, some people it'll be a week, but the number that we've settled on tonight is 5 days. And why is that, Derek?
That's what you told me.
that's right. Perhaps.
Well, for me, the 5-day gets you 1 day in every park plus an extra day to do something else.
Right.
And I think typically 5 or 6 days is a good all around number without getting into the. I think, like, you've been on a 10-day trip, that would be way too much to me. I think a 5-day trip is kind of the perfect number to kind of hit everything once and 1 day to do the extra special stuff that you want to do again.
I know we may get into this, but if you're planning a 5-day trip, are you also including a water park in there or a day off?
Well,
never a water park.
That's what we're kind of going to talk about tonight is, and in this episode, is how do you spend those 5 days? So the way that we have kind of broken this up, Derek is going to look at it from a perspective of a couple without children, so an adults-only kind of trip. I'll be taking the approach of taking two small children, ages, say, let's say two young children under the age of 6, and then Craig will be taking the approach of taking two teenagers. different family demographics, and we're going to see how we would spend our time. Guys, who wants to go first tonight?
I think you're the trip planning guru. I mean, Derek, you two, one of you guys, I will ride on your coattails for this. And maybe it'd be best to start with adults, just the two, and then go to the children, then go to the teens as we kind of work our way up like that.
Now, Derek, I know that you have taken just a trip with you and your wife. So tell us, how would you spend 5 days, just the two of you? And if you and we're again, we're kind of taking this from the perspective of this is your first time going. What would you do?
Are we going with where we're staying first?
Let's start with where. Well, first of all, are you flying or driving?
Oh, definitely flying.
Definitely flying. Where are you going to stay?
We are staying at the Polynesian.
Ooh,
with just an adult trip.
And why is that?
If it's adults only, I don't mind spending a little extra for deluxe accommodations. And it's kind of in between Polynesian or contemporary for me. Pretty much proximity to our favorite park, Magic Kingdom, and some of the dining. I think the dining is slightly better at Polynesian than it is at contemporary, but we've yet to try California Grill, so I can't really speak to that one fully.
So you're going to fly. You're going to stay at the Polynesian. It doesn't get much better than that. How are you going to spend those 5 days? And this is kind of where we're going to spend the bulk of the show, the meat and potatoes, if you will. How are you going to spend those 5 days?
I think the best way for us to start out would probably be with the closest park to us, which would be Magic Kingdom. If it's our first time, we're going to be park-centric. So we're going to... What we'll probably wind up doing is hit Magic Kingdom on our very first day, no matter what day of the week that is, and probably just about every evening we'd probably wind up there each night. I'd say at least two or three nights.
Makes sense in a place like the Polynesian because you're so close to it. My other question I was going to ask, and you kind of already answered this: are you going to get a park hopper ticket or just a one park per day ticket?
Oh no, we'll have to get park hopper.
Have to, he says.
Have to.
How are you spending the rest of your days? And we don't have to go in order, but just, I mean, how many days, how much time are you going to spend at Epcot, Hollywood Studios, et cetera?
Well, and you might want to say, since it is just two of you, doing a park hopper and like you said, going straight to Magic Kingdom, it doesn't matter how crowded it is. If there's two of you, you can buzz in out of traffic and get around. So, I mean, we probably need to say that for those listening and have never been before. That's an advantage of just having two of you.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's definitely a lot easier to navigate any park. We would do a full day at Magic Kingdom. We would only do a half day at the studios just due to lack of rides and all right now. But in the future, it may be a full day park. And also probably just a half day at Animal Kingdom. Because without
really?
The kids... Yeah, without the kids, we're not going to focus on the shows. And it, I mean, if you take out those two shows, that's almost 2 hours of time that you can cut out of the day.
And two shows being Festival of the Lion King and Finding Nemo.
Correct.
What about Flights of Wonder?
Nobody's going to see that.
I still haven't.
I think they're fixing to close it.
I think so. I did read that
at the end of the year.
Of course they are.
So nobody's going to be able to see that pretty soon, or maybe they'll just renovate it and change it to a different type of show, but. But who knows what they'll do. They'll announce it like the week before it opens.
So focusing primarily on rides, what about nighttime shows, say Illuminations or Rivers of Light or Fantasmic? Are you going to spend time seeing those?
As a first-time trip, I would probably try and see all of them. I know I said earlier that we'd go back to Magic Kingdom quite a bit, but you really would want to watch each of the nighttime shows at least once, just to experience it, and you'll soon learn that Illuminations is not worth sticking around for.
So you're going to focus primarily on rides. You're going to spend about half a day at the studios, half a day at Animal Kingdom, a lot of time at Magic Kingdom. How about Epcot? What would you devote to Epcot, just being the two of you?
It's going to depend on who you're with. If you're like me and my wife, we like to go out and try the different foods and around the world showcase. After we hit Future World, if we get there early at Rope Drop, you're able to ride Soarin' and Test Track pretty much within those 2 hours of opening before World Showcase opens up. So if you can get those knocked out and do some of the others, maybe skip on a first time trip, I would definitely skip Turtle Talk with Crush. I would probably skip the Nemo ride.
And that's something too we need to get into in the near future, is those must do attractions. What are what do you absolutely have to do at this park and this park?
So I would only spend about 2 or 3 hours in Future World, and then I'd scoot on over to World Showcase and spend the majority of the day. And especially if it's during a festival time, either Flower and Garden or Food and Wine, either one, you can really enjoy a lot of different types of food. And
so you'd say maybe a day and a half at Epcot over the course of that trip?
Probably a day. A solid day would be good.
Now, I know you said you're going to focus a lot on rides. Are you going to head to Disney Springs at all? Are you going to enjoy the resort amenities? Because you're staying at the Polynesian. Are you going to seek out any resort dining, special meals, anything like that?
What we would probably focus on is sit down, maybe a... Usually we only do one or two sit-down meals for our family, but on just an adult trip, we would probably focus on maybe doing 4 or 5 on that on the 5-night stay. So
would you get the dining plan if that is the case, Derek?
I would consider it.
Oh, how about that, Craig?
That's amazing. I know.
About fell out of my chair.
Come to the dark side.
I would definitely consider it, because some of those sit-downs, I mean, if you get Ohana and then one decent quick service meal, it's gonna be worth it, I guess, for the most part, at what, about $75 a person.
Yep. So, well, so the resort, you're gonna stay at the resort? Any enjoy that?
Probably not a whole lot. We're just really doing it just for the proximity. The Magic Kingdom.
Well, I guess it's your first time trip. I was about to say, would you consider any of the boat stuff or any of the extracurricular stuff, you know, the mini golf, those type things that are extra around there that aren't park related. But again, being your first time, you probably wouldn't.
I would stick strictly to the parks for a first time, but probably a first 3 trips, I would probably stick pretty much inside the parks, and maybe about that 3rd trip, I might consider going to different resorts for dining, but definitely first 2 trips, it's going to be park-centric.
I think a lot of the things you pointed out there are good. Speaking of park hopper and dining and being able to rope drop and focus on rides for long periods throughout the day, all those are conducive to going without children. And obviously, not to say that going with children is a bad thing, of course not, but you just have a lot more flexibility, a lot more freedom to do those things. And so I think the idea of focusing on being active the entire time. Then again, the Rochelle family, which we talked to Clint last week, they have 3 children, and that certainly didn't slow them down at all.
I'm pretty sure he went with cattle prods.
He may have. That we hopefully don't have to call anybody on Clint. Craig, do you want to go? So any final thoughts, Derek? I'm kind of surprised you wouldn't spend any time over at Jelly Rolls. Or the Atlantic Dance Hall, knowing you, Derek.
Well, Jelly Rolls does have the cover charge, I believe.
Oh,
and
well,
so if it didn't take
it's a no-go.
If it didn't take my Disney dining plan, I probably wouldn't do it.
So there is Derek. Derek's plan kind of outlined for you if you're going without children. Well, I planned a trip here, a 5-day itinerary with 2 small children. I am also going to fly. We'll probably stay in Art of Animation, which is a little bit, obviously it's a value technically, but it's a little more expensive. But given that we have 2 kids and given the amenities there at Art of Animation, that's probably where we're going to stay. And for the record, we have 2 sons, a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. But again, this I think this can apply to anyone with multiple small children. And so that's also, with Art of Animation, it's going to give us some room within that hotel room to kind of enjoy and have some separation if need be. And we are not going to get the park hopper. We're going to get the one park per day ticket.
And why is that?
Well, for us, which is strange, because here in a couple weeks we're going and we do have park hopper, which, by the way, we haven't mentioned that. Derek and his family are going in less than 2 weeks to enjoy Christmas at Disney World. I and my family, we're going in less than 2 weeks, and Craig is not. Sorry, Greg. I don't know why I mentioned that. I just wanted to say how excited I was that that's nearing.
We're planning a future show with you guys there, right?
We are hoping to record from Walt Disney World. Maybe not live, but hopefully record from there. But we'll be telling you more about that in the future. But anyways, Derek, you asked why I would not choose the park hopper. It's just, it's hard to park hop, especially with small children, because for us, with our two boys, and I know for a lot of people with young kids, a lot of times you need to go back to the hotel, take that nap, or to get in the pool and to kind of just get away from the parks for a little while. As much as I would like to stay in the parks, it's just not conducive to that. And
but
so,
at the same time, that could be the best time to park hop.
Right. But if I'm looking to save a little bit of money and put it toward, instead of staying at a Pop Century, maybe stay at an Art of Animation, I guess that's what I'm kind of thinking of, is taking the money that I would save on the park hopper and put it toward that. Because, again, park hopper, we're not going to be hopping from 2 to 3 parks a day with the youngsters there.
You could with a kettle prod.
We could with a kettle prod. And Clint, if you know a good place to get one of those, where I can't be caught. So given the fact that we're going to be spending one day in one park, Craig, I am not going to a water park. But pretty much, we're going to spend two full days in the Magic Kingdom. And we'll probably throw in a nap break at some point on both of those days. We're going to spend a whole day at Epcot, probably have a nap in the middle of the day there.
You are going to torture your family.
What?
So you're going to torture your family with a full day in Epcot?
Of course not. Epcot's fantastic. I love Epcot. Everybody loves Epcot. My family loves Epcot. Lots to do there. And then we'll do a full day in Animal Kingdom as well. So that's 4 days. And then on the 5th day, we will spend at Hollywood Studios. Now, there's not, as of right now, if you're under 40 inches tall, there's exactly one ride that you can ride at Hollywood Studios, and that's Toy Story Mania. But I was thinking about this coming summer, they're going to open Toy Story Land in Hollywood Studios. So I kind of wavered, do I spend 3 days at Magic Kingdom or 2 there and 1 at Hollywood Studios? I thought about just bypassing Hollywood Studios altogether.
And we've done that on our last 2 trips, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, there's not a lot, there's definitely not a lot of rides there.
But would the kids enjoy the Muppets? And
right, they would.
Indiana Jones.
Muppet Vision 3D, you got the Frozen sing-along that's really good, the Little Mermaid show, Disney Junior. Oh.
That's right, you could fast-pass that.
Jedi Training.
Definitely not fast-passing that.
Jedi Training.
Star Wars Launch Bay, I mean, there's a lot of things. Fantasmic. So I'm probably going to use the Hollywood Studios day as my day to, we'll sleep in, we'll enjoy the pool quite a bit there at Art of Animation, we'll visit the different areas of the resort, kind of just enjoy that there, and then head to Hollywood Studios sometime after lunch, do what we can there, see Fantasmic. And so that's kind of just a brief outline of what, if I had 5 days, that's how I'm spending it. 2 days at Magic Kingdom, 1 day at Animal Kingdom, 1 day at Epcot, 1/2 day at Hollywood Studios, and then some resort time. And try to work some resort time in each day, because I'm a big believer in trying to enjoy the resort when you can. Because Disney hotels are the best as far as theming.
Now, what are you getting, a little Mermaid room? Or are you going for a suite?
I'm going for a suite. Yes.
Which section?
Cars.
Excellent choice.
Yeah, I think. But given our kids, I know I would enjoy Cars. I think the boys would enjoy Cars. The Lion King rooms they look cool, but they're, I don't know, they seem a little loud visually.
And at night over there, it's darker than in other parts of the
And there's resort. No pool in the Lion King section.
That's where we stayed.
Cars has its own designated pool.
With a car in it? That would be awesome.
That would be cool. I don't think they want you to drive your car in it.
Do the cars talk underwater?
Now, that's also the hotel that has the Finding Nemo pool that plays music underwater.
Yes.
So, get in there, Bruin. Listen up.
Hold your breath as long as you can, son.
I'm going to hold your head down, son.
Oh, me. So,
plus, you have rider swap. That's an advantage that you didn't mention because
That's true, and we can get into the ins and outs of rider swap on a later show. But, Magic Kingdom, 2 days, that's a no-brainer for us. It's obviously the one with the most rides for youngsters. 1 day, we'll probably really try to focus on Fantasyland, especially in the morning. And
I really want to hear how you spend a whole day at Epcot with 2 little ones.
Well, you get up, you go ride Soarin', Living with the Land.
They can't ride.
They can ride.
They can ride living with the land.
And, you know, if they're over 40 inches, which Bruin is, they can ride Soarin'. You ride Nemo. You see Turtle Talk with Crush because it's good for the kids. You fast pass Epcot Character Spot to meet Mickey, Minnie, and Goofy. You don't even have to hit up the other side of Future World. You go to Club Cool. You get some free samples. And then you kind of make a lap around World Showcase. You eat a quick service there. Then you head back to the hotel for a nap. You come back in that evening. You ride Spaceship Earth. Maybe catch some of the things you didn't get to do earlier. Maybe meet Baymax. Maybe Joy and Sadness. And then you watch Illuminations and head on back to the hotel.
That makes me sad.
So it's easy.
You didn't even say anything about eating. So I mean,
the quick service meal.
He said after Club Cool, you go around World Showcase.
But I mean, and that's the thing too is when a lot of times when I'm talking about a full day for us, it's not just park opening to park close. We tend to break it up. So.
Are you getting the dining plan?
I am not getting the dining plan, but I probably will work in a couple of character meals. I think either go, you know, one day where
Crystal Palace breakfast.
I'm definitely going to go to Crystal Palace breakfast. That's a no-brainer. Pooh's Puff French Toast, that's enough reason for that. But maybe the day that we only spend half a day in a park, maybe we go get a breakfast that morning at Chef Mickey's.
I'm about to say, you're probably going to Chef Mickey's your first time there.
Right. I mean, that's 1900 Park Fair. You know, one of those character meals that you don't have to go into a park for.
And you probably won't go back to.
Correct. Once you've tasted the food.
The Park Fair, you probably would. Park Fair is good.
Yes, Chef Mickey's was our very first meal, I believe. On our very first trip.
It was ours, too.
And it was... I've not been back since.
We have not either.
You're definitely there for the characters. I mean, that's what that one's all about.
There's a rough outline of a five-day trip with two little ones. Craig?
Kind of specific, really, though,
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Well, that's me. I like to get specific. You guys have seen my note cards that I like to plan my days out with. Make fun of me for those. Craig? Two teenagers. Now, this is a whole different ball game.
It is. I am, well.
Would you consider this more like a adult-only trip, or?
That's a good question, because I was going to talk about that. But, it can be both, and that's kind of what it was when we went this past year as a family. It was both. First of all, we would either drive or fly. It doesn't matter to me as far as your teenagers, because I'm always a flyer, because once you fly once and you save so much time going and coming, I'm just always going to be a flyer. But if you've got teenagers, you can travel. That's not the end of the world. So I would do either or. It's not a deal breaker for me. I would stay at Art Animation as well because of the suite. You've got two bathrooms. Everybody has their own bed if you're just talking about two teenagers. So I think it's a great setup. And I'm not having to spend all the money I would for a moderate. Yeah, you are spending some money, but I'm not up in the upper moderates spending money for more room. And most of your moderates don't have two bathrooms. So I'm definitely hitting a suite at Art Animation for two teenagers. And then you and your spouse have your own room as well. So that always works out. I'm definitely getting park hoppers because we're going all over the place and we're keeping teenagers running. We're going to be at every rope drop and we're hitting the places that have extra magic hours at night. And again, that's a preference of mine. Some people talk about going to the parks to have extra magic hours, but I'm for it on the evenings because I like to stay in the park as long as I can. We're not coming back and resting. We're getting our money's worth at the park all day. Now, if you got teenagers, you may hit a water park, but I'm just not a water park person. So we never have and never probably will just because, I mean, that's my preference. My family's not big on water parks, but we would, again, going on schedule, which we'll talk about in a later episode, what parks aren't as crowded is the park we'll choose to go to, the ones that are less crowded. So, like, coming on Saturday, we go to Epcot. And we'd tour Epcot, and that's where kind of getting in what Derek said. We would kind of split up. The kids really don't care that much about all the different worlds. This past year, we went with another couple, and they had two teenagers. And the teenagers all went somewhere, and the adults all went somewhere. And it was really a neat experience because they went and did what they wanted to do, and we got to see World Showcase in a way we never had before. But you're going to ride all the big rides. I mean, Mission Space, Test Track. You're going to hit all the big ones there at Epcot. Enjoy those things. You're probably also going to, you know, look at the place to eat, the big place to eat. I am getting the dining plan. I mean,
of course you are, Greg.
That's a no-brainer. But again, with teenagers, it's probably.
Are you going to get the deluxe dining plan? That's
no, I never get the deluxe, and I think it's just
that is a lot of food.
It's a lot of food, and I don't think you need that much.
I am going to go on record here, Craig, and say that Before you pass from this life, you will get the deluxe dining plan at some point. It may just be you and Misty,
but I think
it's going to happen.
I'll have to try it for the purpose of the show.
Exactly. And I don't think you'll tell Misty that you got it, but I think it will happen.
Or on a solo trip, if you ever go on another solo trip.
I will be bloated, and I will be...
If we do another guy's trip, we're going to get deluxe.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
Oh, goodness.
You mean when we do another guy's trip.
Yes.
We have to for the show. Jumping over to Magic Kingdom.
Again. So day two, you're going to Magic Kingdom.
Probably. Again, depending on what day of the week it is.
See, Craig's getting specific. He's getting more specific than I am.
I'm going to Magic Kingdom. I'm going to, again, ride the big rides. I'm there for rope drop. Because, again, with teenagers, you're going to get them out of bed and you're going to go. I mean, no reason sleeping in.
Get up, kid!
5 days. Usually, if we take a 7-day or 8-day trip, we've got a day built in there where we're sleeping in late. Usually after a late night, extra magic hours of being up till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, then we'll sleep in and kind of get a late start somewhere. But if it's a 5-day, you're probably not going to have a day built in where you rest. So.
It's almost as if you're going to be running on fumes.
It is. It's like I've always said.
Diesel fumes.
There it goes. Ding, ding, ding,
nice.
Ding. Might have worked that in.
Yeah.
Got it.
I would probably not do a rest day with a 5-day trip. Because I think you're wasting time there on a rest day. And I think I've always said that Disney is not a vacation. It is a trip. So you need to have a day or two. If it's a 5-day trip, you need a 7-day vacation because you need 2 days after that to recoup. But
I like to say it's a business trip.
It is.
I'm handling my business.
Taking care of business.
Every day.
All right, so we're in Magic Kingdom. We're there from whatever hours have us. We're doing all the big rides, you know, Splash Mountain, Pirates of the Caribbean, Space Mountain.
Country Bear.
Country Bear, we're hitting it hard. We're jumping all over the place at different parks. So you're just kind of choosing where you want to go, what you want to do, where you're eating, and you're kind of doing some planning around that. You're hitting all the big stuff with teenagers, and you're able to, and you're not worried about... them wearing out. I mean, you, again, if you need a nap, then you'll work that in some way somehow, mid afternoon, and then go back out and be late at night. And I usually like to do that if it's a park that does have extra magic hours till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. We're gonna break sometime during the day so we can stay out that late because a lot of people will say, and I think we've talked about that before, is well, we're gonna stay from park open to park closing. They don't close till 1 or 2 o'clock, and you never make it because you're worn out.
You know, in the last episode, Clint kind of mentioned that the idea that you know people go set with good intentions, and about 11:30, kids get tired, and that's another reason why I'm not gonna get park hopper because we're not gonna be able to stay out late with the little guys. So,
well, and if you go, let's say you start rope drop and you go to about go eat lunch. As soon as you eat lunch, then go back to the resort, take it easy for a couple hours, 2 or 3 hours, then go back. And I usually can do that. And I would suggest that even on 5 days, because that's the crazy time of the parks anyway, and you want to kind of avoid that. But
so, Craig, what about Hollywood Studios? Are you going to spend any time there? Are you going to go to a water park? Are you going to go to Disney Springs?
We probably will not be going to Disney Springs unless we're going to eat a meal down there.
You're on the dining plan.
Right. They've got dining plans at Disney Springs.
Anywhere other than Disney Springs, Derek.
Just saying.
It's just a good place and to Magic, go on the dining plan.
We'd probably go to Hollywood Studios because the kids really like Star Tours. I was about to say Lights, Motor, Action, but it's no longer there.
You mean they like the Great Movie Ride?
That's gone.
Oh, they like the Backlot Tour.
They really like Pizza Planet.
Pizza Planet. So they like Star Tours. What else?
They like Star Tours. I mean, we'll see Indiana Jones. I mean, again, teenagers. I know you're hitting all those things. Trying to think in my mind, what else you're going to do? Of course, Toy Story,
Tower of Terror,
Rock and Roll Roller Coaster, and you're going to ride those over and over. And then, if you're there and the kids split up from you, there's not a whole lot of difference you can do. So in that park, you're probably going to stay together and do a lot of things together.
One thing we haven't mentioned in Hollywood Studios is the Star Wars Galactic Spectacular and the Disney Movie Magic, the projection show that they have on the Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Right.
And the maple bacon whoopie pie.
Never again. They do have the carrot cake cookie, however. That alone is worth taking a trip to the studios.
That's most of the stuff we do there. I mean, and that's probably another day at Magic Kingdom would be a fifth day for me. Mm-hmm. I would give each park one day. I like Magic Kingdom. I always do a 2 day at Magic Kingdom at least. So I'm going to spend some, because there's so much to do at Magic Kingdom.
Right.
And that's, for me, it's just nostalgia where I go back, you know, Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean, Jungle Cruise, those type of things just bring back a lot of memories, and I like to go there two times. But
memories.
That's kind of a trip with your teenagers where you, you know, they kind of do their own thing, you do your own thing some, but then as a family, you're nonstop.
Well, we've laid out, I think, three pretty good, very different itineraries for those of you who may be listening. Considering your family's demographics, hopefully some of the information we've passed along to you can be of benefit in some way. And obviously, the way we do things is not exactly the way that you would do things. And so, as always, we encourage you to email us, grimgrinningguys@gmail.com, with any questions you may have about your family's specific itinerary. If you're going for 5 days, hopefully we gave you some ideas. If you're going for 3 days or 7 days, feel free to email us and let us help you with that. It's time, foolish mortals, for Grim Grinning Greatness.
I'm glad you didn't ask this time.
You wouldn't have known anyway.
And it's Derek's turn. Derek, it's your favorite segment. What's your question today?
Okay, we're going to go with my itinerary. Let's suppose this is our first trip.
Uh-huh.
And you have dining reservation you can make. Where are you making it? With you and your spouse.
Ooh. So like a romantic.
It's whatever you want it to be. It can be.
Okay. Go ahead. You're up first. You asked the question.
You chose.
Just the way you said, I'll go ahead.
Sorry.
I'm going to, since I'm staying in a deluxe hotel, I think I'm going to go super deluxe on the dining service. And I'm going to go chef's table.
Wow.
Over at the Grand Floridian. If I had a one-time meal.
At Victoria and Albert's?
Yep.
I'm going to chef's table. Victoria and Albert's. Wow, you are going. That's strong. That's strong,
Craig. Of
course,
we'd probably miss our house payment for that month.
Well, we may have to stay in a tent at the Fort Wilderness Campground. You know.
That's how we could pay for it.
Oh, hey, that's... Craig, how are you going to top that?
And I think that might be romantic.
Craig,
I'm kinda,
where are you going?
In between two, I would say. I've never been there, but Le Cellier.
Nice.
I would consider that. My wife is a big steak eater, so she likes steak. We were there not too long ago for our anniversary, and we went to California Grill. Now, it's great. Great view. The food's really good. If you like seafood, sushi, those type. Sushi is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a romantic dinner. But again, my wife is not a huge seafood eater; more of a steak. So I'd probably go
or romantic.
It's again Le Cellier. How romantic is Le Cellier? Because I don't know. I've been there.
It's
so
loud in there.
Okay, but California Grill is kind of an upscale where you dress nice. You go there and eat. Matter of fact, when we went there and ate, we were going back to the park after we brought a change of clothes and changed in the bathroom to go back to the park because you want to dress up a little bit nice and be a little nicer dinner. But it's. You can't beat the view.
Two Dotson? Good choices. I am taking my lady to the All Star Sports Food Court, and we are. No, I'm just kidding.
You big spender.
Just kidding, sissy. If you were listening,
you don't have to worry about that.
No, I think I'm going to go to Flying Fish over on the boardwalk. My wife loves seafood. I like seafood. Josh, our friend Josh, over at EZWW He's very complimentary on Flying Fish and is a big fan there. And everything that I've read, the prices look fairly reasonable. And it's on the boardwalk, which is a great area just to kind of stroll through. And you can kind of make a romantic evening out of that in and of itself. So I think Flying Fish, something kind of different that we've never tried. I'm always about wanting to try new restaurants. So,
is there anything at Disney Springs kind of romantic? I'm just asking. I didn't.
You know,
I'm sure there's still.
Yeah,
you could eat on the water at the boathouse or.
Yeah.
Or paddlefish.
Paddlefish,
food truck.
Food truck, yeah. Or poutine.
I think just the thought of going to Disney Springs would just kill the vibe. I think it's my goal to be banned from Disney Springs.
I think you're getting close.
Well, hey, I'd bring it on.
That would break your heart.
I think you should have to go to Disney Springs and watch La Nuba.
It closes this year, so it's not going to happen. Or maybe we could get a job working at Lanuba as acrobats.
That would be fun.
Well, I think that's it from here at the graveyard. Hopefully you have gained something from this episode. Maybe not. Maybe you're thinking these people are total morons. I don't know. But nonetheless, we thank you for tuning in and listening to tonight's episode. Craig, any reminders for the folks at home?
Again, just it helps out a whole lot if you just follow us on Podbean or on iTunes. The more follows, the higher up the list we go, and we'll help others find us as quickly as possible. So follow us, download, and listen to what all we got out there. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Grim Grinning Guys.
I do want to thank a tweet we got from Poo Sticks. That's at Jeffrey Stites. Just checked out the Grim Grinning Guys podcast yesterday. It's a good one. Welcome to the Diz Podcast family, Grim Grin Guys. Thank you, Poo Sticks, for that thoughtful shout-out and that compliment. We do appreciate it. And don't forget, Jackie, send us your information
so
that we can mail you your copy of The Easy Guide to your first Walt Disney World
visit. You'll enjoy that book.
Thank you again for listening. And as always, as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
I'm going to call and ask him if that's on there.
Sorry.
Beware the hitchhiking boats.
And hurry back. Do it again.
I don't think I've ever heard somebody describe going to Country Bear Jamboree as
rope drop. Country Bear.
And then we're tearing up Harbor House.
Straight, we're going from Country Bear straight to
How exactly do you go about doing that, Greg? Country Bear, oh, we're here. Look out.
Watch out, bears. He'll be singing that song about the blood.
I'm not cutting any of this
blood
out,
on the vine, whatever it is.
Oh, goodness. Well,
Tennessee Bear. Goodness.